and thank you for joining us for Cholangio Heroes, a podcast produced by the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation. I'm Jennifer Weaver, and I'll be the host today. Joining me is Betsy Graysa and Dave Fleischer. They are two members of the cholangiocarcinoma community who are going to share their unique connection with each other. So first, let's just, we'll go ladies first. So Betsy, if you could just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you're connected to the foundation, and then Dave, you can follow her.
Sure. Yeah. Like Jennifer said, my name is Betsy. I'm actually a cholangiocarcinoma patient. I was good timing. My cat likes to make an appearance on when he can. But I was diagnosed with cholangiocarcinoma the summer of 2020 when I was 34. And now I'm 36. And it started with a brain tumor, hence the eye patch. I have double vision. But I joined the foundation, to help with the marketing and communications division, because I come from about a decade in advertising, and it was just a really great opportunity to, use those skills and that energy while I'm not working, putting it towards something good. So thank you for having me today.
Oh, welcome, Dave.
Hi, I'm Dave Fleischer. I'm a volunteer for the foundation, and I got involved as a result of our daughter, Sarah Bennett, who was diagnosed with CCF in 2014, July.
You mean CCA, right? Cholangiocarcinoma, the abbreviation is CCA.
I do. She was diagnosed with cholangiocarcinoma in July of 2014. And Sarah fought a valiant battle for 4.5 years and passed away in September 2018 at the age of 35. So, one of the great things that Sarah did as part of her legacy was to start a Cholangiocarcinoma Warrior Facebook page. And hundreds of people have now joined around the world. And it's a great way to carry on her legacy. And my wife, Linda, and I are here to support that.
Yeah, and I should mention, my piece with that, the Warriors Only group. Before I even was connected with the foundation, I found the Warriors Only page. It's a support group for only patients with cholangiocarcinoma. And since my diagnosis and finding that group, nothing more has been a better resource as far as, support amongst other patients, but also information that, kind of empowers me as a patient, and just, getting advice on side effects. And it's just, I can't speak enough to what the group has meant to me. And I'd only recently learned a younger person had started the group, and then realized it was Dave's daughter. And we had this moment where I just let him know what a difference that has made for me as a patient, and I'm sure hundreds of other patients. I mean, I visit the group probably daily. I have countless connections that I've made on there, and just the support and the people, and I really can't imagine going through this without that group. And I think a lot of patients would say that as well. And just really that legacy your daughter began is just invaluable. It's like I said, I can't imagine going through this without that group.
Which is wonderful. I think your cat was good luck, because I do think it's kind of nice good fortune that Sarah had the insight, Dave, to create something like just a Facebook page that would be a go-to for patients to share their concerns, their maybe what frightens them, maybe getting advice. Can you tell me more about Sarah and if she ever shared that idea, or if she just created the page and said, hey, look, what do you guys think of this? Can you tell me a little bit more?
The creation of the page was really done because of the lack of information of personal experiences and where to share in an open environment that people could use confidentiality, empathy, compassion, all the right terms to help each other. And, she shared that development with Linda, my wife, more so than me, because I wasn't as close to the social media side. And but I certainly understood what she was doing. But I have to admit, I didn't really grasp the gravity of it, the significance of it, until after I realized that there were the first 100 people, and then the second 100, and then the third, you know, and as it went on, and the people from around the world. So it was really great. And I also need to throw something out there that my wife, Linda, created the caregiver Facebook page as a result of Sarah starting the warrior page. So it helped two different groups in a really big way. And, you know, as Betsy said, it means a lot to a lot of people, whether it's the warrior page or the caregiver, and all the support that's given by people in collaboration with the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation.
Right. So was the page created, I mean, in the last 4 years? It doesn't seem to be a very old page. It seems relatively new.
Well, it really got going in, let's say, 2016.
Gotcha.
So it's been, you know, a good 6 years now. And but because of the growth of the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation over that period of time, it's really grown and had an impact at a much wider scale.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, I'll just mention, I mean, there is an existing support group for both, and you know, caregivers and patients, but there's just something, you know, Sarah was so smart to create that space, you know, just for patients only, and then for Linda to create it just for caregivers only. There's just something about the safety and comfort of being with others like you that it's just a different feeling being in that space that I just, yeah, I, you know, I'll go to the shared group and so often refer people to the Warriors Only page because the shared group can be a little overwhelming and scary. And it's just not, it just doesn't have the same atmosphere as the Warriors Only group, that, you know, there's just more inspiration and positivity and support, just patients together. And so Sarah was just really smart to think of that need and fill that need. And I'm constantly referring people to the page and they're so grateful to find that space. You know, but obviously I'm not the only one referring it people to it. Others are and people find it on their own. The moderators of it, Lisa and Porter are amazing people. They're obviously also patients and there's just something to be said about having that space for ourselves, for our patients only.
Yeah, Betsy, I'm glad you mentioned Porter's name because she was involved with Sarah at the beginning and they had a coast-to-coast relationship that I think helped facilitate the development of the Facebook page versus being on the phone. And so that was very important. And the fact that Porter is now the moderator, one of the moderators, she took over after Sarah could no longer do it.
I think Betsy, if I remember, that you brought it up about the Facebook page, and then Dave, all of a sudden, you did this revelation, and that your daughter started it.
Yeah, I think we were talking about just ways to, you know, communicate with people in the cholangiocarcinoma community, and I brought up a way to, you know, communicate with patients and becoming mentors, and specifically mentioned, you know, so many of us that the Warriors Only Facebook page is our go-to place for resources and support. And that's when I think Dave mentioned your daughter had started it. And I literally like 2 weeks prior had learned that it was a younger person like myself who had created it. And someone told me a little bit about Sarah. And so it was just such a, you know, serendipity that to learn it was your daughter within that short time frame. And yeah, there's just something to be said about it being someone my age too, because it's just, you know, being in your early 30s, being a young adult facing this disease is just, it's a different kind of battle. And we're seeing more and more young people joining, which is heartbreaking, but also just having that space that Sarah created for us to find each other is meant so much.
Yeah, and I think in simpler terms, I would just say that was one of those God winks
Well said. You know, and I also think it was a wink from Sarah. She keeps touching people's lives, and you know, mostly through you, Dave and Linda. I mean, I have to congratulate you with your recent award, the Points of Light Award, for your volunteerism efforts. And I actually would like you to share your volunteer efforts, because they have made such a dramatic impact in spreading awareness about cholangiocarcinoma, which those who are joining us right now, if you're not familiar with cholangiocarcinoma, it is considered a rare cancer. It's a bile duct cancer. Typically, it is diagnosed in people older, like 65 and older, but as Betsy is attest to and has mentioned, younger people are now getting diagnosed with this cancer. And when people go and online and they Google, there's a lot of scary information out there. And the foundation is a way of providing people resources, support, and most of all, hope. And that's a word that you know very, very well, Dave. So could you share a little bit more of how you're keeping Sarah alive?
Well, a lot of it goes back to last year. I was asked to be on the committee for the planning of the 15th anniversary of the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation. And so the number 15 was very important. And I had this idea that I wanted to do a road trip to actually connect with people that were important to Sarah during her battle, with other patients, caregivers, and medical researchers and doctors. And as we were talking on the call, I said 15, and I got this Interstate 15 actually goes through the Salt Lake City area. So I thought, well, I could do a road trip on Interstate 15. And then I thought, well, why stop there? How about 15,000 miles? Journey of Hope. And so I put together a proposal for the foundation of visiting 15 patients and caregivers, 15 research hospitals or doctors, or trade partners that are very important in the development of drugs for therapy for cholangiocarcinoma, 15 towns of hope, you name it. I was trying to do those kind of things. And the idea was to raise awareness, to give thanks to people, to give hope to people, to let people know that there's a lot of effort today in helping extend the lives and ultimately find a treatment that will, you know, save lives over the future. And one thing led to another, and we ended up accomplishing all the goals that were set out, and then raised $105,000 along the way for research into cholangiocarcinoma. So I'm looking forward to doing some more things. So there's something coming up next month, and helping support somebody, that Jonathan Whiting, that's going to be swimming the English Channel in July. Yeah. And I'll be at Lake Tahoe in June at 2:30 in the morning to cheer him on. and then hopefully in 2023, there's another journey to talk about later.
So with that said, I kind of would like to hear, Betsy, what is keeping you going?
Oh boy. You know, well, I have a niece who's turning 3 on Sunday, and a nephew who's about 10 months old, plus a number of friends who are now pregnant with their first children. And really what keeps me going is seeing these little kids grow up and getting to know them, and really just making sure that the good days outweigh the bad. There are a lot of rough days with this disease, of course, but you know, really just those moments like playing with these kids and playing with my 3-year-old niece, that keeps me going. Just wanting to see them grow up and be there.
Well, I say you're more than a warrior. You are a champion, and I am so honored and privileged to talk to both of you today. Thank you everyone out there joining us today, and don't hesitate to join us weekly. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on our YouTube channel. And we hope to see you next week for a new episode of Cholangio Heroes.